everybody. I'm sorry. You know my ass is old. I looked up. I don't know why I have 6 o'clock embedded in my mind. No, on Friday nights, we come in at 5 o'clock early, an hour early, so people can, you know, go back and still have an evening to enjoy. Anyway, hello, everybody. Welcome to Happy Hour Party. I'm your host, Linus. Let your hair hang down or off. It's the end of the week. Time to enjoy ourselves. Let's laugh, be crazy, enjoy. Two things won't be tolerated, and that's race and religion. We ain't talking about that. No discussion, period. That's off the table. All right, my peeps, let's do this damn thing and enjoy. My website is theessenceofsuccess.net. My co-host on this show is She-Ha Spirit. I know she's probably wondering, where the hell is that heifer at? Anyway, do y'all hear me? I was just thinking, I hope, did y'all hear me? I just went through a big old speech. God dog it. Okay, wait. Oh, I know. You know what I'm going to do? How about if I just bring y'all in?
Yes, I can hear you.
Instead of waiting.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Area code 901, 408, and 414. Y'all in the room. I'm sorry, I did a big old speech. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we heard it.
I heard it.
You heard me? Okay, all right.
Now.
Okay, well, again, I apologize, y'all. God, dog, woo.
I had
6 o'clock on my mind so bad and something hit me like, girl, 5 o'clock? Oh, crap. So I apologize, y'all, for being late. Yeah, like, Anyway, I've been really busy. My day started off. I don't know how everybody else is doing anyway. Hi, She-Ha Spirit. Hello, Deborah R. And is that Miss Wilhelmina?
Christina.
Who's 414?
Christina.
Oh, hi,
Christina.
How you doing? All right.
I'm good.
All right. Sounds good. Glad to hear it. Anyway, my day started off. I had an appointment at 9 o'clock this morning, so I set my clock at 7. Right, because I don't like to rush. So give me about an hour or two, shower, put my war paint on, you know, stuff. But anyway, I woke up at 9 o'clock. My appointment was at 9. I was shitting pins and needles. I called the place, apologized, and told them the truth. I didn't lie. I said, I'm sorry, I overslept. But I needed to get some documents in there. And so they said, well, come on, you know, bring it on down. And damn, I don't never do this. I did my little PTA and got the hell up out of here, but it just threw my day off because I had other stuff to do. So I was busy up until probably about 3:30 this afternoon from about 11 this morning. So I was like, but I'm not going to let it screw my day up. We're at a happy hour party, and we're going to have a good time, have our drinks, do whatever you want to do, cigarettes, weed, I don't care. Be in your pajamas, but do your thing, you know. Let's enjoy. So how's everybody doing? What's going on, y'all?
Good. Nothing. I was washing and folding clothes. But I actually folding towels.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. What you doing, Christina?
Well, we just finished our long drive. We went up to the cabin, so I'm surprised that the phone is working this good, but it is. But, yep,
wonderful.
We're in the wilderness right
wonderful.
Now.
So y'all up in the woods with Bigfoot, huh?
In the woods, yep, with Bigfoot. And you know what? Now we live in the city. We live in the city, but those damn coyotes, oh my gosh, that was hilarious that you picked up on me carrying a rod because I do. I stick it in my pocket. The coyotes have been terrible.
Yeah.
It's breeding season.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for the validation, but wow. Yeah, see, there you go. Well, just be careful, but I know y'all going to enjoy it, so that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But, just be careful. I used to like to go hiking in
my
the woods, Christina, and
too.
I quit. I got scared after Bigfoot came forward.
I
like, no, I mean... we traveled to the Pacific Ocean sometime, and one time coming back, I had to go to the bathroom so bad, and there was nothing, you know, not like where you could a little turn out on the road, y'all. You know, you can jump out the car, and mm-hmm. you're off the highway, so you're not stopping traffic. But anyway, you know, I run up around or whatever and squat. Well, shit, there was no turnout, so we half off the on the shoulder and a little bit on the road, too. And me and Sha Boy, well, we ran up in the woods so quick. I said, I said, this is an air dry.
Yeah. Why don't they have
woods? Okay.
Why don't they have hand dryers in the woods?
I don't know. I don't go camping anymore, so I don't know. But we didn't have hair dryers then. She wore your natural and kept going.
So, Lena, are you wearing your new ring?
Hell,
are you wearing your new
ring? Thing is back there in a bowl in my bedroom. No. I'm trying to figure
what
out
color
to
is
give
it?
It to. It's,
does it look
gold.
Like a diamond?
Yeah, kinda.
Kind
it gives
of?
The appearance of such, okay, but yeah. I guess because I know better, I'm not thrilled. I'm not thrilled. And I never found out who sent it either.
Oh, I thought
I
you
never
thought
found
it was
out.
The guy from Ireland.
It, remains anonymous, but it was sent to me as a gift. So I only know one
why
person overseas right now, so... And
why
it was
do
some overseas jeweler.
They, if it's a gift, they should at least say who it's from.
Yeah, no. I think
why
this
don't
person,
you take a picture
my mind
of it?
Tells me this person was trying to make up.
Why don't
but
you
anyway.
Take a picture of it on your hand and put it on your website?
For what? To validate that mofo? Heck no, Christina.
But I'm still wondering what it looks like.
Oh, well, I'll Tuesday show, I'll bring it out. I'll put it out here in the office so I'll remember. But I'll bring it out.
Okay.
And show it to you guys on the screen. You'd be just like me, like, yeah.
Oh, that would be perfect. That would be perfect.
Yeah, because you would have took it to a jeweler's, too. I don't trust nothing. Not until they tell me, cha-ching, oh, then it is a diamond.
Yeah.
Is it real gold?
Hey, Lynn, so my daughter just called
no,
me.
No, it probably ain't real shit. It's just good cosmetic jewelry, that's all. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Deborah?
I was just telling you, so my daughter just called me, and she was telling me that it's her test, they saying is showing that she might have some type of, she still got to see the doctor on the 17th, but she has some, it could be autoimmune disease or lupus or, you know, she said it was other things. What else she said? So she don't know that. I know you said about mono, but, you know, they said she has
that's an autoimmune, isn't it? Isn't mononucleosis an autoimmune? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But they said she might have lupus, some other bunch of other stuff she was saying. But she has to see the doctor. She has a doctor appointment on 17th.
Yeah, well, you know, they got to put her through quite a few tests to eliminate what it
right.
is not.
They gotta do a, they,
yeah,
they
that's for
yeah,
sure.
They gotta do more tests.
Yeah.
How
are you doing? You awfully quiet back there in the corner. Who's 901?
That's me. I'm Chiha. I'm just.
Oh, I said, why are you back in the corner so quiet?
I'm listening to you guys. I have nothing to say right now.
Okay.
You
Chiha.
Hi.
Chiha, you're in Wisconsin, aren't you?
No, I'm in Tennessee.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, someone else is in Wisconsin.
Is it Cecilia? No, it is somebody else. Maybe it's Christy.
Christy.
That's what I was going to say.
Christy and Christina.
Christy lives in Wisconsin.
I believe that it was Christy, because I remember when we talked about the weather, I think it was Christy, and Shavabodi was talking.
Yeah, well, Shavabodi is in Texas.
Weather.
We know where she is.
She's
yeah,
Texas.
She lives
in Texas.
I think she's in Dallas or outside of Dallas.
I think Christy was the one I believe was saying how cold it was.
Yeah.
I think that's
so, Sheila, you're the Gemini.
Yeah, I'm the Gemini, and I am a true Gemini. I am 100% Gemini. I have a twin sister.
twin sister.
Yeah, I'm the other double gem.
Oh, you.
Well, you Geminis like to talk a lot.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Gemini's like a good story.
Yeah, we do. We are captured. You have to tell us a good story or make us laugh, and then you have our attention.
Right.
Yeah, and you need the details. Gemini's like the details.
Oh yeah. Don't come with no off the wall stuff, because. For real.
I'm here. I'm fixing me a sippy pooey.
What
you fixing? I said I'm fixing me a sippy poo while y'all talking.
Oh, okay.
A sippy poo. I bought me some lavender vodka today.
Ooh, I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's good by itself. You just put it in a glass with some ice, and that's it. It's not that harsh vodka taste. That's why I like it.
Yeah,
I haven't
been drinking with my blood pressure. I've been having problems with my blood pressure, and I got this cough, so. I'm not drinking alcohol right now.
Oh, well, yeah, I can understand that. You have medication anyway, right?
Yes. I'm on medication.
Yeah, you don't need to be doing no drinking, no way.
Well, I don't drink a lot anyway, but I do have my drink every now and then.
Yeah.
Seltzer.
Yeah.
You drink, Christy?
I do. I like seltzers, but I think I'm going to try that lavender vodka. It probably has not so many calories.
No. And it's by Heritage something, but it's by Heritage and has lavender. A picture of lavender on the front of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so not only do they, you know, they tell you it's lavender, but you can tell it's the only one that I saw in the store. They carry it for one, but it has the lavender. Boy, I tell you, the liquor distillery, they got some beautiful bottles out now. God, I remember when I used to like collect bottles, beautiful bottles. Yeah, they got liquor in the store. It costs $1,200. I said, where is the doo-doo that goes with this?
What store?
The guy laughed. He said, yeah, ma'am, it really does cost that much. I said, are you serious? It was $1,200-some dollars. For a fifth of liquor, somebody coming out the store with me.
Trade your ring for the bottle.
trade
your ring for the bottle.
What was it? A grocery store, Lynn?
liquor store.
Huh?
It was a liquor store. It was a liquor store.
No, well, no, it's called Wines and Spirits. Do you guys have one of those down there?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called Wine and Spirits.
Have,
so
we
they
have
all
called,
kind of liquor in there. It's big, like a warehouse.
Right. They have a store here. It's called, it's not Wines and Liquor. It's another name, but they have different. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it. But in San Jose, when I used to live in San Jose, they had a Wines and Liquor there. 1200. Oh, my goodness. I know
that's right. Shab turned me on to this lavender vodka because she don't drink no way, but she said, Mom, you got to try the lavender vodka. It's real light. I said, I'm not really no
vodka.
My drink is Grandma Way. But I was like, okay. And I tried and I said, Shab, that's pretty good. I said, I don't mind. It is. It's real light. So you don't have that vodka taste, you know, kind of a heaviness. Yeah, it's very light. Very light, so I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've never had it.
Patron.
I like my Patron. I have Patron here.
Yeah,
I have some Crown Royal here. Oh, my goodness. I have some gin. I got all kind of alcohol, but I don't drink that much.
All right, Anna. What's the update on Memphis? What's going on down there?
Oh, babe. What's going on today is they are reviewing all of the cases that's been submitted from that scorpion unit. They all of those cases are under review. The ones that they have given people verdicts and maybe locked up or something like that, they're reviewing all of their verdicts. They announced that today.
They ain't playing, okay? They are serious.
And then they did a memorial service for Tyree because he loved to take pictures of the sunset and all of that. So they went down to the river, and they hung a plaque for him on the river today.
Oh, that was nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Well, I saw one of those officers actually, Tyree, his dated one of the officer's ex-girlfriend or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that took the picture of him and sent it to all the people.
Yeah, but he sent that picture to five people. So that just really has not been verified if that was really somebody that Tyree personally knew. That's the way it's coming
out. Uh-huh.
Then they told that he sent the picture to five people versus one person. So that way, we probably won't know what the real story behind that until trial.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they had it all on the news here saying that, you know, he sent it to the ex-girlfriend, he sent it to four other people or something of that nature. And it's like, oh, that's crazy.
Yes,
you know how
is.
People just make stories up, too. You don't know the truth.
You
never know exactly shows. Yeah.
Right.
People don't talk.
If you saw
it
on TV, it's not true.
That's what yeah.
You really have to be careful with what you repeat on TV, when you do see it on TV, that's for sure. You can say you saw it on TV and leave it at that.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah, the same way with this tragedy somewhere, and they start telling you how many people died on the news, on the TV. They say all these numbers, but that it's not really the truth. You know,
no.
I mean, it might be a high number, but it ain't as high as they make it.
No, they're gonna exaggerate it. They're gonna add some
years to it. I picked up on that. You know,
the
same way with the weather. Same way with the weather too. when they've been showing all these disasters. Yes, there is disasters in certain places, you know. Same like when there was the floods here in California. And, you know, when everybody's seeing this news and people calling, are you okay? Yeah, because it's not as bad as they're making it look, TV.
That's right.
I mean, yes, it might be bad in one particular area, but it's not. They make it look like it's real, you know, than what it really is.
They play with that information, you know. They're cutting and they're cutting from it. They're implementing stuff that happened 10 years ago in it, and you just don't know what you're really, you know, because it's too much of too many cover tricks.
That's true, because I've seen news stories that are like a year, 2 years old, but the way that they clickbait it makes you think, oh, it just happened. And it's an old news story. When did this story come out?
We were supposed to get a big snowstorm.
They'll save some footage for it when it happens again, and then they'll add some stuff to it. Say, like, with some of those fires, you know. Yes, there was a lot of fires in California, but... Mm. You know, sometimes they're making it worse than what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's bad for maybe a certain area, you know, but don't make it like it's all the whole state, you know.
It's on fire.
and it's been happening every year here in California, fire. So some of that footage, I said, didn't I see this before? It's like, if it already burned, how you showing me again? This is like a same. This is like a same picture I done saw before.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know why they would do that these days, because people, you can record that stuff, go back and look at it.
Mm-hmm. Be like, wait a minute, I did this last year. What is this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they did bring down another balloon today from where was it, Alaska skies?
Oh,
they
really?
Shut down balloon today. Spy balloon.
They brought a policeman down from Alaska to do what?
No, they shot another air balloon down that been classified as another spy balloon in the air.
Oh, you know, and I got to tell you, when that first one came in, don't think we didn't know that. That's why they weren't worried about it. It wasn't until that guy put the picture on his Facebook page, then all of a sudden it got all, But, you know, anything that comes into our, not our atmosphere, because that's to the earth, into our airspace, we know about it because we've got enough satellites, antennas, or whatever. We knew about it. If we thought it was something bad, you know, doggone well, the United States would shut that down and be like a rocket coming over. Oh well, no, it's going to get shot down before it gets to the United States.
Well, they
knew about the balloon. They just weren't concerned about it. It wasn't anything for us to get upset. So they put another one up there. I think they realized that, and it's probably three or four, you know. They're going to put up their... No.
Yeah, no. But they admit about this.
Huh?
Yeah.
I think they immediately brought this one down. They didn't give this one a week.
Yeah,
Biden trying to flex his muscles.
What muscle? What muscle?
Yeah, well, there you
what
go.
What muscle?
There you go. That's it.
That's so true.
You already have Marjorie Taylor in the chambers. Liar! Oh, God.
They all lie. They all lie as far as I'm concerned.
I'm telling you.
So much. It's too much. I'm kind of like getting tired of it. You know,
I'm already sick of it. I can't stand politics.
Yeah, I'm sick.
I'm just tired.
I'm getting really, They just carrying on. All they doing is fighting amongst each other. They're not fighting for the people.
They get nothing done.
Trying to help the people. They get nothing done. No, because they're fighting amongst each other.
Yeah, they get nothing done. And then, too, again, I don't understand why there has to be a House of Democrats and a House of Representatives. Can't you all just come together and be one and
right.
go after America, fight for America together? See, they're too divided.
Right.
They're too divided, and they want us to come together and vote for this. No, just make the best man win, okay? That's just the way it should
right.
be. Forget this right wing and left wing stuff. It's, see, and that's what I don't understand. I hate politics.
See, I hate politics.
Mm-hmm. I do. I hate politics.
Well, I'm kind of.
Well,
I'm
anybody
just,
heard
I'm
any good
them.
Tea going on? Other than Beyonce's ticket, which seems to be the hot topic everywhere around the world right now, how expensive her tickets
right, everybody
are.
Trying to get all these people trying to get the Beyonce tickets. I go,
there's a brother on YouTube trying to be funny. He said, "How to remortgage your house to get Beyonce's tickets?"
yeah, how crazy can you be?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Yeah,
nobody will know.
There's not a human on this earth.
I wouldn't try to mortgage nothing. I wouldn't even take
would
a loan
spend,
to go to
I,
nobody's
I
concert.
Would spend $50 on a Beyonce ticket. That's crazy.
So we know you're not going to go to no concert for sure.
Cause
they don't even sell for that.
No, I'll catch
that
it on
I'm
the down
about.
Low. Get a CD. But I mean, I don't buy her music. But, oh, no. No, I wouldn't give that
no,
to anyone. As much as I love Nikki Giovanni, and God knows I do, I broke my neck to go see her when she was here at the college. But no, I wouldn't give her no. I wouldn't give her $200 on a ticket, okay?
there's actually nobody I want to give no $200 for a ticket to go see.
And me.
I like some entertainers.
who?
That's just too much money.
Yeah, it's too much money.
Oh yeah, way.
I've been to too many concerts. First of all, I've been to too many concerts, so to go. I don't feel like you're gonna get that much to pay that much money for what? All you're gonna do is and half the time you may not depend on where your seat is, you may not be able to get a good view, you know.
Well,
you're not gonna see them up close if your seat's way up in the nosebleed section.
The type of concerts you're putting on right now are these huge stadium concerts. So you may be a mile away somewhere and have to see on a, what you call them? Those,
nosebleeds. It is.
Well, no, not nosebleeds.
No.
You get out in the audience.
On a screen. They put up screens. They've been doing that because that's back in the 90s when I went to a Janet Jackson concert, and it was at a stadium. I mean, not a stadium. It was at an arena. But they still had the screens on. I mean,
yeah.
I wasn't sitting in the nosebleed, but was kind of to the side. I had a closer view of her. But what I'm saying is now they have all these concerts at these big old stadiums, and you're so far back, you can't see the person.
You can't see.
No.
You don't have a good.
They have to
have those big screens. They put the big screens up, so and that's the way you're viewing it. Well, I could sit at home and do that.
That's true.
You know, why would I pay that kind of money to see her on the screen? See anybody on the screen. You could just sit at home and wait for them to come on TV and perform.
I know it.
Well,
they
said Beyonce. Go ahead.
I was just saying I had some friends. I always wanted to go to the NBA basketball games, and they would get the cheap tickets. Oh, no, that won't work for me. I just stay home because I can't see. You can see more on the TV at home than you can in a nosebleed seat, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly the same way. I've been to the NBA basketball games. I've been to see the Lakers, the Warriors.
Yeah.
I've been to the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't see. You're looking at a screen.
You can't really see them.
They look little.
You can't see the floor. You can't see the moves they're making, the facial expression.
Yeah, you can't see them. You can't see their expression up close like you can at home on the TV.
That's a waste of money. Y'all crazy for that. Well, I told them. Y'all crazy for that.
Right. In all those NBA games I went, I didn't ever buy the tickets. I was always treated.
Look, I'm telling you now, you're talking to cheapo, okay? Yes, I tag along who buying tickets.
That's what I'm saying. I'll go if somebody else paying.
That's okay.
I can stay home and watch it. So the only experience you do get is the crowd, you know, being right there. But you don't really get to see the game good like you would if you're at home watching it.
No, because you want to see the floor. You better stay home if you don't have a good seat, a floor seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If Beyonce concert, they might put that on eventually after she done did all this tour. They might put that on Netflix or something, you know, like they did one of her concerts.
She made $25 million in Dubai in a week or 3 or 4 days, didn't she? So maybe that's what she's trying to do in the United States, because Dubai gave her $25 million.
Well, I'm telling you, this is the talk. That's all I keep hearing about is about Beyonce. How to get tickets? People are looking for tickets because they can't find the tickets. Expensive they are.
They actually started out at $7,000, and then they went to $6,000, and now they're down to $4,000.
That's great.
Yeah, now because
I just
went
don't
down
understand
31%,
how anybody can pay
all of a
that kind of money.
Buying them.
I don't understand that.
I mean, these must be people that are rich, and anybody that took out a loan or got a loan or. To buy these tickets or use a credit card because they got all this, they're crazy.
That's crazy.
I wonder how they living. How they living?
Hopefully they better be living pretty good.
I hope they better be living pretty good to go see a celebrity.
I hope they don't have a mortgage.
Yeah. Why would you put that kind of money? I mean, if you got, I understand the people that are rich, and that's what they want to use their money on because they got so much. But
they won't miss.
But the average person that have the people that are going to see Fight Beyonce, I'm pretty sure they ain't all rich.
So how they afford it?
No,
I wouldn't go out of my way to pay that kind of money for nobody.
Nobody.
And I've seen her perform on TV. Yes, she's a performer.
Yes,
but I would not pay that kind of money to go. No way. Not even $500. I wouldn't even pay $500.
I almost paid $200 because I wanted to see Andre Bocelli, and I love him. Oh my God, I love Andre Bocelli, but he's an opera singer. But I was like, nah, I can't go there with you. So him, Nikki Giovanni, because she's an author. You know, she's a professor back there at Virginia University, whatever. But she's an author, so I've always read a lot of her books. But for music, shoot. Mm-hmm. His wife better always keep him happy. Because I might give him sight.
Well, I was Prince came to San Jose when I lived in San Jose, and it was Sheila, my cousin Sheila, was saying she had tickets, so whoever was supposed to go with her, they backed out, and then she said she asked me if I wanted to go, you know, to buy the ticket. I said, how much the ticket? She said, $125. I go, oh, no, I don't want to go. I go, yeah, I want to see him, but I don't want to pay that. because I had been there to that arena, and I knew what it was like. I go, I'm not paying that. You know, even though it was floor seats, she said, well, I mean, you know, the seats were down on the ground. And so I said, yeah, but I still don't want to pay that because people are going to stand up. You're not going to be able to see anything.
That's
I go, no, that's, I can't. I don't want to see him that bad.
No, thank you.
I didn't go. No. I don't know. I don't want to pay that to go to that to go see Prince or nobody.
Yeah, I've seen Prince before. Nope.
But you didn't have to pay all that money, like over $100.
No, that was back in the day. No.
Oh, mm-hmm. Back in the day, yeah. It was that's what I'm talking about. Back in the day, it was a lot cheaper.
But you know, you'd see three or four entertainers too for that kind of money, not $1,000. But you know, if you pay $100 or $200 a ticket, you're seeing several entertainers too on the bill. So
I would I could see. But I, you know, if you pay, there's a lot more people on the ticket, you know. But I've gone to a concert, they call it Soul Fest, and there's like three entertainers on there, and it wasn't the tickets were not over $100.
Right,
Frankie Beverly, Kim, who else? The Isley Brothers, so. I mean, that was good entertainment to me, but it wasn't over $100.
Back in the day, This
was just the last big concert I went to like that. That was in 2013.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay that. I paid less than $100.
Wow.
That's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
10 years ago. Yeah, that's 10 years ago.
In Milwaukee, we have concerts in the park, and there's no charge. Those are fabulous.
We have them here.
Aren't they? Yeah. I like those concerts in the park. I sure do.
They, I used to be, when I lived in San Jose, they used to have the free concerts every Thursday night, free concerts in the park.
I'm so glad that you bring your own blanket, your own picnic basket, and your drink, you know, whatever that is, pop water or wine. But I liked them. They were nice.
Yeah. They usually start from May or June, you know, throughout the summer through September. They would have jazz concerts, free jazz concerts in the park. I used to like to go to those too, but I guess it's not. I don't know how much free now they do.
Oh, we still have free ones.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, we still have free ones too. Yeah, they still free and they come. You know, they still free sometimes.
Yeah.
I like those. So. All right, y'all, we're down to the 2-minute mark.
Okay,
anything y'all want to
say,
last minute little things before we get off the show here? And again, I do apologize for my tardiness. Anything y'all want to say before you get out of here?
Don't forget the ring. Don't forget the ring.
Don't forget the ring.
You're so funny, Christina.
Okay, everyone, have a good weekend.
Yes, you too, Deborah. Thank you for calling, Christina. And always, thank you, She-House Spirit. Greatly appreciate you, and thank you for being here. Excuse me.
Okay.
As always, so I'll see y'all on Tuesday at 6 p.m. on time.
Love you, everyone.
Yes, love magic and miracles. All right, claim it, bless it here
and
now.
Love magic and miracles. Love
life. All right.
Love you.
Love you too. Love all y'all.